I expected a little bit more excitement for this prac talk because you should be on fire about Christian Science. All right, so as I was praying about today's activities last night, I was reminded of a quote from Miscellany where Mrs. Eddy says, "We live in an age of love's divine adventure to be all in all." And so I started cherishing all the adventures that we would be having today and getting excited for a really fun day. And that got me thinking about how fun Christian Science is. And I read in a Sentinel article once, if you're not having fun, you're not a Christian Scientist. And I know that Warren has a very similar phrase along the lines of, if you're not having fun practicing Christian Science, you're not practicing Christian Science. So I was thinking about fun, and what are some of the qualities that we express when we're having fun? Happiness? Joyfulness? Perfection, okay. Enthusiasm? What was that? Excitement? Okay. What? Passion, absolutely. Openness? Is that what you said? Okay. Mm-hmm. What? Hyperness? Okay. Well, maybe think about energy and enthusiasm and excitement. What? Yes. Okay, cool. Any more? Peace? Okay. Definitely. Let's do two more, you guys. Freedom, absolutely. And helpfulness, awesome. Well, all of these qualities, joy, lightheartedness, energy, happiness, all of those are all qualities of spirit. So as we're having fun, as we're expressing all these qualities, we're expressing spirit, which is one of the seven synonyms of God. So to me, that's really fun. And the Bible, I was thinking about too, how many times in the Bible it talks about, you know, being joyous and praising God and leaping for joy and, you know, singing and rejoicing all the time. And thinking about how that's our practice of Christian Science. They're not just sitting in a chair waiting for healing to come, but going out and demonstrating that and being exciting about that. And to me, healing is the most exciting thing on the entire planet. And so I like to think about celebrating each other's healing. I like to think about, you know, at Wednesday evening testimonies meetings, we should be throwing confetti for everyone who shares a testimony. We should be jumping out of our seats after Sunday school ready to go heal the world because it's exciting. And I love thinking about every belief that's overcome, and I've shared this with the CIP a couple times, every belief that's overcome, whether it's homesickness, whether it's something discordant in the cabin, whether it's a headache, whether it's fear of heights, every single belief that's overcome, every single healing that we have is a healing for the entire world of that belief. So that takes it a little bit higher and makes it a little bit more exciting. For example, Jesus overcame the belief in death. Because he overcame the belief in death, that forever proves its unreality. So even though we might not be having, you know, a lot of opportunities to raise the dead, we can still be celebrating each other's healing and celebrating in all the demonstrations that are proving the unreality of matter, the unreality of mortal mind, and all of that. So to me, that's the second big reason that Christian Science is fun, is because of all the healing that takes place. And something that I find particularly fun to incorporate throughout my day, which as we have so many awesome adventures happening today, we can definitely incorporate this throughout our days as well, is gratitude. What are some of the things right now that come to mind that you're grateful for? In the back. Big Surf, absolutely. I'm sure we're all grateful for that. What else? Cedars, okay. Everything about camp, is that what you said? Any camp, absolutely. Counselors, yeah. Okay. Everyone who comes to camp and participates at camp. What else? The water slide? Absolutely. In the back. Friendship? Yeah. What? Ruth Huff. Absolutely. What else are we grateful for? Oh my gosh, a whole cabin full of gratitude. That's what I like to see. Raina, what are you grateful for? What? Family, absolutely. What else? You guys can just go down the line here. You're what? Being your own self. Having fun. Okay. Christian Science. Okay, let's do a couple more. Yeah. Horses. Big family away from home. Awesome. Tom? Friends. Good. Let's do two more. You guys. Yep. The pool? Okay. Yeah. What is it? JRC. Okay. One more. The earth. Okay. So did you guys see what happened with our gratitude experience here? At the beginning, there were a couple hands, and then as people started sharing gratitude, more and more hands went up, which is how gratitude works. It has a snowball effect. And so when we're grateful, even for the tiniest, I don't care if it's the bug that you were hanging out with outside your cabin, that's fine. That's something to be grateful for. Or your counselors, or this experience, or the anticipation of Big Surf. But every time we're grateful for something, that helps us be grateful for the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing. And one thing, one of my favorite lines in Science and Health, Mrs. Eddy says, "Are we really grateful for the good already received? Then we shall avail ourselves of the blessings we have and thus be fitted to receive more." So as we're grateful, as we experience more and more and express more and more gratitude for anything and everything, that opens our heart to be more ready to receive more of God's blessings, which is also pretty exciting. So as we go throughout our day today, let's go with expectancy of healing, ready to celebrate everybody else's healings. Healings are just changes in thought. So any progress that's being made, any tiny little change in thought, we can be celebrating that for each other. We can be expressing spirit, having fun, and enjoying the divine adventure. And I'll close with a quote from Miscellaneous Writings, where Mrs. Eddy says, "I agree with Reverend Dr. Talmage that there are wit, humor, and enduring vivacity among God's people." So have a wonderful day today and lots of adventures.